Basically, I just saw my friends in London doing something about the crisis over in, not just in Calais, but all in Europe, in Macedonia, in Hungary. And I posted on one of their pages that I'm going to go over there this weekend on my own and do something about it. Like, I'm going to take some aid over there on my own. And they were like, well, they just said, like, fair play to you. And then I told one of my friends, Matt, who's a co-owner of this bar, I told him, and he's like, we'll get involved with you as well. And all of a sudden, like, within 24 hours, we got too much stuff to take and more people coming on our convoy and people donating money from all over the world, from Texas, from Australia, like PayPaling us money that they don't even know us. And it's just, it's absolutely crazy.
So you just were so moved that you just thought, enough is enough, I'm going to help.
Yeah, well, I kept seeing these pictures and people reposting pictures of the, obviously, the dead children on the beach washed up, posting pictures of the refugees saying, oh, we need help. And people were saying we need help, but not that many people I thought were actually doing something to help. So I just thought I'd take matters into my own hands and sort of give a hand.
Within 24 hours to have, like, what are we looking at now? A Jeep with stuff packed on the top. We've got other vans over there. Yeah, we've got two tiers of El Burrito,
like, fully packed, and people are still ringing up saying they're bringing stuff down. We got volunteers giving hand. We got people paying for our ferry. People saying they're going to pay for our fuel. People just coming in and just giving us euros and giving us pounds and just saying take it. I mean, it's overwhelming, really. I can't really think that well.
No, it's fair enough. So what, tell me the drill once you get to Calais then. What actually happens?
At the moment, we don't know too well, but I've got my sister at the moment. She lives in Manchester. She used to work with a few charities. She's trying to find out who we could contact once we're over there. So we'll find out. If we don't find out, we'll just get over there and we'll work it out for ourselves.